Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Shanti's Genetic Treasure study uncovers Vietnam's indigenous tea diversity. Our reporter Rupa Goswami brings this story about Shanti. It's a new study that's drawing global attention to Shanti, a little known yet culturally revered tea from Vietnam. The study was published in Sens Malaysiana and uncovers the depth of indigenous tea traditions among the Shan people, suggesting that this region may represent an independent center of tea domestication, possibly rivaling China's Yunnan province. Shan tea, that's Camellia sinensis var Shan, is used to produce Che Shan Tuye, a prized Vietnamese tea made from wild or semi-wild tea trees that grew in high-altitude forests. Some of these trees are hundreds of years old, and ancient Shan tea trees have even been declared national heritage, cared for by local communities. Despite its well-recognized importance and widespread cultivation, research on Shan tea has been limited. And until now, there has been no assessment of the genetic diversity of this tea by using morphology or molecular markers. So this study is interesting because the researchers looked at 60 samples of Shan tea from three regions and using SSR markers, which is like DNA fingerprinting for plants, found a high level of genetic diversity that positions Shan tea as one of the richest tea gene pools in the world. The authors write that this result further supports the fact that Vietnam is indeed the origin center of Shan tea. The study also examined the biochemical properties of this tea and found that these leaves were rich in catechins, especially EGCG, which is a potent antioxidant with several benefits to health. Interestingly, summer harvested teas had the highest catechin levels, likely due to increased sunlight exposure. And beyond genetics and chemistry, the researchers also found clear morphological differences tied to regional origins. And these patterns align with the genetic data and suggest a strong influence of local environment on tea characteristics, which could be key for branding, conservation, and future breeding of Shan tea. Chagi announced Nasdaq IPO. One of China's most successful new style tea chains, Chagi has chosen to list on the Nasdaq exchange. Rival chains' previous initial public offerings were listed in Hong Kong. And the U.S. market attracts a broader base of registered investors, and the capital pool is deeper than Hong Kong's. Expectations of interest rate declines in the U.S. have fueled optimism. Chagi was founded in 2017 and currently operates 6,440 tea houses globally, with 97% in mainland China. Revenue last year was $1.7 billion, about triple that of the previous year. Chagi, based in Yunnan, offers premium fresh brewed milk tea and oolong lattes. The company reported a 213% increase in new income and paperwork filed in the U.S. It opened its first U.S. location in Los Angeles. Successfully funding the IPO will lead to expansion in the U.S. and also Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia. China requires companies seeking overseas IPOs to first obtain approval from securities regulators, who until recently have restrained the pace of tea company IPOs because of poor performance. Chagi's IPO application was approved in March for either the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, CICC, and Deutsche Bank are the lead underwriters. There are now 515,000 new style tea shops in mainland China and approximately 100,000 in the rest of the world. Darjeeling's first flush is promising. Spring teas from Darjeeling have for long attracted its most loyal drinkers. Recent years have hit the region hard, with troubles compounding from climate change, estuary closures, adulteration concerns, market loss, and non-commensurate prices. The problems notwithstanding, this year's first flush has produced some superlative teas. Vivek Lochan of Tea Swan and Doak Tea has been hosting buyers from Europe and Japan and is encouraged by the teas he's been tasting. And he adds that the market needs to be rebuilt and rebranded because there is some good work being done here that is missing out in all the noise, but what is not okay. In recent times, the focus has turned to real estate as a means to generate revenue to compensate for tea prices. About a quarter of Darjeeling's 87 gardens are protected by the geographical indicator, remain closed this season, which also means volumes are lower than last year, and one more reason to seek out this season's finest Darjeeling.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.